True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Speaking about believing in the process, if you've seen Miami Central over the last year or so play, you know, this, I mean, this is a great program. Obviously, it's crazy what happened to them last year because anybody involved felt that they could have and should have been maybe in line to win the 3A state title, but it didn't happen. But you had a lot of talent on that team, and a lot of that talent returns this year. And one of them, I think, is one of the most dominating defensive ends that you're going to find. Undersized by everybody's, measurables. But if you ever watch him play, forget it. I mean, Otis Guyton is one of those guys that not only is a leader, not only a producer, but he gets it done in the classroom, and all those young players are watching his very lead. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Otis, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on a Monday evening. And I know you're excited about your senior season because, I mean, you're one of those guys that, you know, probably, you know, along with a ton of others, felt, you know what, we left a state title maybe on the table last year.
First and foremost, thank you, Jerry, for having me, man. I really appreciate it.
Anytime, you know that. I admire what you do and admire, you know, how you get it done in the classroom and on the football field. But talk about your career and how you got started and how you became a Rocket and how you became a leader. Who was it that you followed? Who instilled all this great stuff in you?
So my story is a little different from everyone else's. I only started playing football essentially so I can travel. But then that's when I found the love for the game. And while I was playing football, at first I was originally a Bull. But then one day I had went to the games, and then I seen how the Rockets performed, how they played. And it was the year they beat Northwestern. I seen how they performed, how they played, how disciplined they was, and that really just, it grabbed my attention on an immeasurable level. So from that day forth, I was Team Rocket. I was Team Rocket for life.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't play much when you were young? When you were young, you didn't play like youth football or anything?
No, I started at 9 years old.
Oh, okay. So you did play, but you always wanted to be a Bull growing up?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, that's a bad word on 71st Street and 95th anymore. I mean, you got to go one way or another, and you've really landed in a great spot. Talk about this program. I mean, because, you know, I went to your spring game, and I saw the talent that you have, and I know you went through a coaching change, but Coach Gibson obviously is somebody who's been there, done that before. Mm-hmm. Talk about this program, because I know you guys are hungry. I know what you went through last year. I know how tough it was. I talked to a lot of the coaches. I talked to a lot of the players involved. Talk about what this coming season means to you guys.
This coming season it's a statement. We have a point to prove. We have revenge on our mind. We have something to get back that was once snatched. So this season will be physical, violent, personal. Everything about it will just be different. We will attack the weight room different, attack everything, every player, every person. We'll attack it different because we have something that we're chasing. We have a goal to a goal to achieve.
Yeah. And, you know, the one thing I notice is a lot of the younger players kind of gravitate towards you and watch you. And, you know, I mean, and that's important. How do you embrace that leadership role? Because you're not only a leader, Otis, on the football field, but they're watching what you do in the classroom. They're watching how you handle yourself during the, you know, during the school day and, you know, how you work with the administrators and how you work with the teachers. How do you like being that role model?
At first, being that role model was kind of weird. But I just decided to take it by the horns. Now I enjoy it. I love when the young guys come to me and ask for help because I was once that guy. So I always come from a place of humility and always being humble. So I love the role, actually. It just makes me, like, you know, I'm doing a great thing if they keep coming. If they keep coming, they respect me and I respect them. So, you know.
Yeah. No doubt. Otis Guyton joins us. He is going to be a senior at Miami Central. And I'll tell you what, he's an incredible football talent. Did your success surprise you last year? Because you were amongst the sack leaders in the state. You're a guy that was, I mean, you just look like nothing surprises you. You kind of expected that that would happen because you work hard. Talk about last year and how it set you up for this year.
Last year, no, it didn't really surprise me because of the work that I put in all throughout from when we lost to Norland. I took a week off. I took only a week off, and then I got with my D-line coach, and I said, let's do it. So, last year for me was very underwhelming because I wanted to do more. I wanted to chase more. I had more in me. I did too much work for this to be it. Just 16? No, I wanted everything. So, yeah, I just put in work from day one, and I carried a burden on my shoulders that is still not lifted. So I'm just coming for even more.
Yeah, no doubt. And last week we got a chance to see you at FIU, and you performed extremely well. A lot of the coaches were looking at you. What about college? I mean, obviously I know from an academic standpoint you can't wait. What about football? Have you been looking at some schools seriously? Are you maybe going to visit a couple of schools, you know, over the next couple of months?
Yes, I have been looking at schools seriously, especially FIU. So that was a great opportunity for me to go out there and showcase my talents. No, I'm not taking any visits, but I am going on more camp invites.
Okay. Okay. I mean, that's – listen – you got to do what you could do. Let me ask you, I mean, being a defensive guy, and, you know, obviously the offense at Central's always got playmakers. What's it like trying to slow down Jaden Ford?
That guy is a headache all through and through.
Small, but a headache. I mean,
yes, he is.
And wouldn't it be great to be teammates next year at FIU? I mean, I know that a lot of people look up to him, you know, as far as what he could do. But I can't thank you enough, Otis, for for doing what you've done. I've watched you the last couple of years, and not only watch you as a football player, but watch you on the sideline and how encouraging you are to the players, and you know how up you always are and how optimistic you are. And I commend you on that, and I thank you for taking the time.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Otis Guyton from Miami Central, outstanding football talent. If you get a chance to watch him in the 2025 season, please do. He wears 15, defensive end. He'll get into the 2025 sacks, this year for sure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.